Good afternoon, Persian.
Hello.
Hang on a minute.
Hello.
Hang on a minute.
What happens in the station stays in the station.
That is absolute garbage.
What has Eagle Without Wings done?
Eagle Without Wings, as you look down after just finishing your sentence and I welcome the Persian princess,
as I turned from you
to her... It's a 25 degrees turn.
That's right.
That's all it is.
You did it quicker than I expected. I've got to put that out.
Eagle Without Wings got both hands.
Yeah.
Put them firmly around
rib cage.
The rib cage region and lifted.
Sometimes the girls need a little help.
Lifted the girls into position.
Wowee.
How did they get out of position? Well, you know.
That is unbelievable.
They can be recalcitrant sometimes, but now
they're behaving. Maybe we have a new Apache name. Girls need a help.
Lifts with both hands.
Lifts with both hands. That was an extraordinary entrance to the studio.
Can you not turn your head so quickly? Because you were looking at Richo. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a while.
I was talking to Jason, and then I was talking to you. So it's only common courtesy to look at you when I'm talking to you. The lift only takes a second,
but you were right there for the key moment.
Lifts with both hands. Now listen, lifts with both hands. What I'm concerned about your practice, though, lifts with both hands, is if you lift... Don't you, as soon as you take away the lift, they just go back to the existing position?
No. They're mysterious creatures. Yeah, they know where to go. It's sort of like your hair. You can train your hair. Like if you've got a fringe, you can sort of train it to sit a certain way.
So lifts with both hands.
Not only was there a lift.
Ends up
there was a
staying
squeeze.
Where required.
There was no squeeze.
Was
I dispute that.
There was no lift and separate. It was a lift and squeeze moment.
There were no squeeze. There was no squeezing. It was a simple lift action. But no, I'm well. Thanks for asking. Yeah,
I couldn't get past the lifting. Sorry. I was going to get to how well you were.
Straight away, we've got
and
some...
And it's funny that you two,
yes.
you know, sort of exchanging messages pre-show, who wants coffee? I'll pick you up a skinny latte.
Well, like nothing happens.
Men ordering skinny lattes.
We're in the same tribe, man.
Nothing happens.
How come no messages come to me saying, what would you like, Rita?
Well, it'd be cold by the time you get here, lifts with two hands.
It's a solid point, but it's the thought that counts. It's the thought. And now I'm feeling like you two are like extra close bosom buddies. And
Speaking of
your said new name. SMSs are coming through. New name for you, Harfy, is actually Hawk Now Talk.
Hawk Now Talk.
I like that.
Rita, one for Hunter, a suggestion, kids need a haircut.
No, he's had one. He's got a regular sort of garden variety haircut at the moment. It's very boring.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, gee, it's good to be back in the afternoon slot when the lifting's going on. Hey, Jason and his killer, I think, may have an Apache name for our friend Jason Richards.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Jace.
Yeah, I got one for you, Rich, after listening to what you just said.
Thank you, Jace.
I think yours should be called Works With Wrist.
Works with what?
Wrist. Well, it's okay. Yeah, midday, kids are at school. That's all right. That's all good. Jace, thank you. Around the mark. Andrew's in Altona. What's a solid investment in the name situation?
Right.
Not overly accurate as far as I'm concerned, Jace.
Thank you.
Jace said that's fantastic. Andrew, good afternoon.
Yep, how are you? I've got one for all three of you.
Yes.
Yours half is Sundowner because you're on at 12 o'clock and after.
Yes.
Sundown.
Right. Yes, I don't mind that.
Richo is Wise and Wisdom.
Wise and Wisdom.
And Rita, Mouth of the South.
I like that. No. I represent the South. I do. Yeah. Well, south of Mount Eliza.
So Frankston. So
no, Frankston doesn't count. Mount Eliza is
that's in the south.
That's
that peninsula?
Jurisdiction.
Hey.
Is Frankston Peninsula?
No.
Is that right?
I keep telling people. It starts at Mount Eliza. Okay. Maybe Oliver's Hill. I'll give you that.
Oh, hang on. There's no grey area. It's on arena. It's out.
Hey, you're a long way from the back beach when you're at Oliver's Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. The key phrase of peninsula
is
actually the peninsula.
The peninsula.
Yeah, the peninsula bit.
You are a long way from the back beach.
That's right.
So geographically, let's just say.
So
Frankston's
Brighton's
out.
Not part of the peninsula because the back beach is a long way away.
Yeah. No.
You with me?
Mount Eliza.
That's what Mount Martha's even debatable. That's peninsula.
Well, don't.
Where's your closest back beach?
Gunner. Oh, no, actually. No, Gunner.
And how far is Gunner?
Man, is about 8 hours from there.
No, I can get there in less than 20.
Minutes in a car.
Or hours.
Minutes.
Oh, the term peninsula means normally walk.
Well, does it now?
Yes.
You know, you just... You look up interpretations.
You look it up in the book. Geography equals how far to walk.
No. Mount Eliza is where it starts. We've established.
I think it's the gateway. There's no
doubt.
It's
the gateway.
I'm sure it's official.
I think it's not.
I'll be looking for some sort of officialness about that.
It's far from official.
Keep your Apache names coming through the afternoon. 0433981116. I think that's an excellent start to the program on a Friday afternoon. Excellent start by us.
Krazza's nominated Chief Lack of Feathers.
Chief Lack of Feathers. Is that
and
me or you?
Maddie in Diamond Creek might be me. Run Now Pun.
Run Now Pun.
Another good one.
Run Fast Once.
Chief, funny because it's true.
Chief, run fast once.
And this is another one for you, Princess. She who lifts and separates.
There was no separating or squeezing.
There was definite lift, and then I thought I saw a squeeze motion at the end. Just to get the girls together, just to say good
night. No, I've been caught mid-mischief. I'm not going to start squeezing. I was removing the hand.
21 past 12 on Casual Friday. The team is with you till 2 o'clock. Richo and Rita, looking forward to their company, of course. After it's been a big week in sport, and there's plenty to talk about. Bulldust not too far away either. Get your Bulldust ready, and get ready to call the line, 9429 1116. When you are asked to do so, but not too far away. In fact, after the next break. So you'll know when to get involved for Bulldust. And after 2 o'clock, Sports Central Plus, all the latest in the world of sport. Matty Russell previewing the NRL. Adam Peacock, likewise the A-League. And, of course, Nathan Thompson after 3 for the Friday footy preview. Footy fix from 4 to 6 today as we build up to the big Friday night footy clash. Collingwood and St Kilda at the MCG. And the coach's box. What about the coach's box? Luke Beveridge last week was unbelievable.
Superb.
Unbelievable, and backed it up with another great performance with his boys. Mick Malthouse tonight in the coach's box with Hutto, Derm, Moons, Rowan Connolly, 6 till 7. Mick Malthouse. It's going to be an absolute cracker for the Nissan Navara and Odyssey Financial.
And on Footy Fix, what I love is all the key footy topics are tackled, like Dead Set, Dobbing a Mate, Turfies. Turfy's betting exchange.
It's quintessential footy.
All the key footy things are really tackled.
It's like nuts. It's like meat and potatoes footy.
That's right.
Isn't it?
It's real,
nuts and bolts.
It's really nuts and bolts footy. It's great.
It is great fun after 4 o'clock with Tonsils, Turfy. And is the Ox back for this one? No, he wouldn't be back. I don't know who's sitting in for Ox at the moment.
Is it we'll still Nath Reimer's been doing a lot?
He was very good.
Hang on. What are you
week.
Saying?
We've got the Princess on.
We decided to turn you off.
Did we?
Oh, now you're back.
I didn't even notice. I'm just here talking to myself. He takes a lot of holidays, Ox.
No, he went to the Masters.
No, he went to the Masters.
Yeah, it's a holiday. It's a junket.
I didn't mean to dispute that fact.
Yeah, that's true. It's a holiday.
It's a junket.
That was a junket.
There's no doubt it was a holiday.
Have you seen the... I'm not sure if it's up on the website yet. I saw...
No.
Marco emailed some footy yesterday. They played at Pebble Beach 2 days ago. And a little par 3 down the hill.
Oh, they get a hole in one?
Ox hit it to 2 foot. He's never had a hole in one, but he came out to the camera at the start and said, never had a hole in one until now. Turned around and hit it to 2 foot. And they lost their minds. It was very funny. Very funny stuff. They've had a good time, I think, the boys.
I think they've had a good time.
I think they've had a very,
very
fun time.
Did the wives go across with them, or was this a sort of a boys?
I can't tell you that.
Sorry, the what?
Can't tell you that.
The wives?
Don't know.
No? You don't know. Okay. Well,
I did see, no, probably not, because I did see a post from Karen on Facebook the other day.
I think it's fair to say they weren't there.
No, okay.
Don't think that happened. Would you expect the wives to go along?
If I was,
do you think
they
would like
insisting.
To be at Augusta National?
Well, not Augusta, but you're in the US. You don't have to, you know.
Well, if you've got a holiday together, you holiday together, don't you?
So
you can go gallivanting and doing your own thing.
No
in the US.
Vanting. It's golfing.
Well, it's no, golf the trip. Ladies gallivant, the men golf.
If you're going to holiday, you holiday marriage. Together. Otherwise, you stay home and have to do your thing. Surely.
Perhaps. I'd like to gallivant. There's a lot to say.
You do gallivant. In fact, a lot of SMSs are talking about your Apache name. What is it? Sails with frequency.
Oh, I like it.
That is good.
Constantly cruising.
Again, funny, because it's true.
Because it's true.
Yes. I've organised my next one.
What about this one from Johnny in Wheeler's Hill? He said, I had one. And I was so ready to go, but I can't get lifts with two hands out of my head now.
It was meant to be that one. I'm gonna keep that.
Lifts with Palms was the version that came.
She Who Lifts and Denies is another one. I like this one from Barks, from Bahafi. Rump of Robust.
I don't mind that. Funny because it's true. Head That Shines is another one from Terrence for you, Richard. It's been good. It is Nathan Grimer joining the boys tonight on Footy Fix again, who was very good last week. Mm. Bruno's in Geelong. He's on the open line, 9429-1116. Hello, Bruno.
Yeah, g'day, Half, Richo and Rita. Just a bit of a casual observation. I had a bit of a fall the other day, and it got me thinking. I would like to appoint Kevin Bartlett to the Laws of Nature Committee. I just need him to tweak the law of gravity ever so slightly, and I can see a number of benefits for this.
What's a committee? Does the committee exist? This is the issue. Because if it doesn't exist, then he can't join it. But if it's there, he will absolutely be part of it at some stage. That's what life has told us so far. He's not quite sure. Bruno, he's not quite sure.
It's a good idea, Huff.
Thank you, Bruno, for your call. The Laws of Nature Committee. If it was there, he would want to be on it.
Of course.
Because
but whatever he wants to do, Two Dogs, he can do. Because that's the level that he can get to. Fred joins us in Frankston. Good afternoon, Frederick.
How you going?
Terrific.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how some of the players, after they kick a goal, they're just staring at the screen, watching themselves on the big screen. Like Cyril Rioli is probably a big one for that.
Well, I can hardly blame him. I mean, if you were that delicious, you'd want to watch yourself.
Trying to pass them a drink bottle and they can't even grab it because they're looking at the screen.
The only concern will be if the game starts and he hits them on the back of the head while they're looking at the screen. That'll be the only concern. Otherwise, that's all good. Half
footage.
Did you do a lot of looking?
Screen time has been a constant discussion.
It's not a new thing, is it?
Within
club land
for many, many years.
You were you enjoy? Did you enjoy it? You would have enjoyed it.
Why didn't get enough goals? Sort of because not a lot of screen time for me.
Still, there any time. Well, that's even more important. Any time there was screen time, you'll make sure you're watching.
You go deep and just
pull out his phone and start taping.
We would get fined. I'm not sure if the system's still in place in clubs these days, but we would get fined if there was video evidence of you on the coverage of the game.
Right.
You watched it back, peeking up at the screen. There would be sanctions.
What sort of sanctions? Monetary or
monetary sanctions?
Punishments. Okay.
Yeah, it would go to the footy trip. There would be monetary sanctions. We ended up having a really good footy trip one year.
Well, yeah, that team
so
would have because you were a pack of pretty boys and you'd like the look of yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what people think about when they think about me.
Oh, hello.
He's a pretty boy.
Dixon, Crawford, Hay. I mean, there was just chock-a-block full of...
The people's champion, N. Thompson, the glamour boy.
And
my beautiful wife had heartbeat just stopped when she saw Tomo the first time.
She's a very handsome man.
What's it like now when she sees him?
She had a mamur.
A mamur.
Is that right? I had to get out. I was getting ready with a...
He hasn't changed much. Does she still get the vapors when he's around?
I haven't put them in the same room together since the mamur.
Yeah,
sometimes you've got to avoid those situations. Yeah. You've got to play a smart game.
I can't compete, so
you don't
want to
just test her loyalty? You don't want to just see if she still really loves you? No?
No, I'm secure. No. I'm not like you. I'm just secure.
No, you're not, because you don't trust her with...
Well, since the mamur.
Since the mamur.
But that was 15 years ago.
He hasn't changed much, though, has he?
Well, that's right. I'm waiting for him to decline. As soon as I do, he's over for dinner.
Right, keep her away, I would suggest, Richard. Champ is on the road. G'day, Champ.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Good.
Mate, just a quick question. Just about this suspect lift. Were there two different actions?
No.
Well, let's go to the video. We've got it on tape.
We're all hooked up with cameras.
We've got it on.
It's really not fair because when you're on radio, you don't expect to be videotaped.
No, it's not going to be published.
No, yes, it is. This is SENTV. Anything goes.
No.
Well, what are they filming it for? Is this some sort of a stockpile?
Well, we have it when guests come in and we can put it on the website.
And if people fall off chairs.
And if people fall off chairs on the show. You sneezed and fell off a chair.
That's exactly once. But... Well, what we'll do is we'll go to the videotape because I think
it was a very clear double-handed.
It was one motion.
Was there double movement though?
No, there was champ. I think what you'll find, champ, is it was one motion.
They were in unison. The hands moved up in unison, as did the girls, and they stayed there. And
now,
everyone's happy.
Champ, are you still with us?
I am.
I love your name. Was it named after the great champ who had a son, Ricky Schroeder, out of the movie The Champ, played by John Voight?
No, it was named after the world champ.
Oh. Yeah, what sort of link have you got to the world champ?
Just before we digress, I want to get back to this lift situation.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, my mistake.
We might have to call in the Lift of the Babe Committee, I reckon, and just really sort this issue out once and for all.
Well, we've got the videotape. We'll analyse it, and we'll see if there's two movements. If it's a double movement, no try.
I will go to the tribunal and state my case very, very confidently.
It's really good from you, no try, Richard. That's quite funny.
But don't try to, you know, get the slow motion thing and sort of trying to confuse people.
There may be slow motion.
You've got to do it in real time.
It's frame by frame.
Right.
Real time.
Until you analyse those things.
Imagine that on if we were on Foxtel, we'd be like,
push
blue
line.
For boobs.
You've got that.
Now, if they did that, subscriptions would go up.
$100 voucher to Ribera's Restaurant, champ, for you and your world champ, whoever that might be, but stay away from mine, for the best seafood in town, Port Melbourne or North Melbourne. Give us a call back. We'll start in the line, whatever applies.
We've got Bretto's assessed it on the video, and he said that contact was deemed as intentional but wasn't forceful enough to constitute a report.
Right. So you get a $1,000 sanction, and you'll be able
I'll
to play next
that.
Week.
Put it into the footy trip.
Cop the $1,000. To the casual Friday.
Do I get
trip.
Any points or am I just getting a fine?
No, just a fine. We'll just do fine.
You've got to put $1,000 into our footy trip, though.
There's no more points.
I think that's fair.
That's fair. I like that. Jamie and Faulkner, before the break, we'll call Bulldust after that. G'day, Jamie.
How we going, guys?
Good.
And girl. Just a quick casual observation. I noticed Carlton List at the moment. There's 13 blokes on there. Pick 13 or better. That say more about the recruiting, coaching, players.
Well, it's a big mash, that is. That 13 or better.
God, I hope that when you say that, I hope they're all been in the last 2 years. I deem that they're not.
No, well, we're talking Murphy, Gibbs Cruiser, Walker. There's four already. Judd would have been, he was.
Yeah, well, he wasn't picked up by Carlton, though.
No, but he's 13, top 13 draft pick on the list at the moment.
Right.
Not necessarily from Jax would have been top 13.
Well, those five are all good. They're not the concern. The concern is from years 2010,
I think it's nine,
when they were giving away first round choices, you know, picking up Kane Lucas, et cetera, et cetera. They're the ones that are all, when they did that, Herald Sun did it last week.
A couple of days ago,
put the draft picks on the back page of the paper, and that was just horrid reading.
Well, it's depressing. Recruiting's important. Development's just as important, though. You've got to get the right kids, but you've got to develop them the right way, too. That's as important. So I suggest there's been an issue or a disconnect somewhere through the years in that regard.
So it could be we could have stuffed up doubly. Picked the wrong kids and not developed them.
Possibly.
But why, after 2 weeks, are Carlton throwing their hands up and saying rebuild? Like, they didn't go into the season saying this is a rebuilding year.
It's just brutal awareness. And also, B, because they are so flimsy in regards to the list, as soon as you have a couple of key injuries, as soon as Cruiser comes out, Thomas bangs a shoulder in the first minute of round one, suddenly the underbelly gets exposed straight away. And then you go, gee, this is fragile, this list.
Okay. But well, surely you know that going into the year.
Well,
you're not a contender.
This is the point. I think the whole footy world knew that Carlton were not going to be contenders.
Yeah.
But Carlton seemed to think that they may be contenders.
That's what I'm saying. How could they be oblivious to the obvious?
And that might have just been to sell hope and you know, possibility to the Carlton faithful. Maybe behind closed doors they're saying, well, we're really not that good, but we've got to pretend we are.
Yeah, to sell
memberships. But after what we've seen the first 2 weeks, I think you've got to come clean now. We've got to come clean.
Yeah, yeah.
We're crap and we've got to just keep moving on.
Well, you know
and
what?
That's good. I think it's going to be good long term.
You sell hope and also supporters now. I mean, this is the club that has shown in the past that the most capitalist club that has shown the least acceptance of the socialist environment that we're in at the moment with the AFL. And it's taken years and years. If they finally actually acknowledge that, concede, go, this is what we're dealing with. Right, okay. Rebuild. Mm. And we've seen it with the Bulldogs and with St Kilda, with really smart management from both footy clubs who said, we are going to go through pain, but just stick with us, people, because we are going to warehouse kids. And how good, and it's now unfortunately for the hierarchy that was no longer there at the Bulldogs, but their hard work and their tough decisions 4 years ago is now going to reap the rewards for the new administration, new coaching, because have a look at these kids. Everyone's going, how good are they? It's a tough call 4 years ago.
Well, a lot of support there for the previous regime from Chief Run Fast Once. 18-1 on Casual Friday. Great to have you on board. Time for you to call some bulldust. 9429-1116. Some excellent giveaways to our best callers. The AR Property Investments wine, two bottles of varieties. The 2015 Champions Collector Card Value Pack. The two Bataki Australian hams, the Keysborough golf vouchers, the Comics Lounge gold passes, the Elmore oil pack, and so much more. Get on the line, 949-1116. Normally, I like to go to the callers first up because they've patient, they've called in, they've offered their services. But I'm going to throw it to you guys to open the batting today with your bull dust. Normally, you're at me. Oh, let me have a go. So, it's time for bull dust.
Ooh, we can bring something to the table.
Yes, you
okay,
can go first.
I'm going to go straight.
You go first.
I am calling bulldust on some research that I'm reading about in the Herald Sun today, which says women desire bearded men. Now, I will put it to you that that's bulldust. That is not, in fact, true. But this study supposedly says that women wanted to fornicate with men with facial hair and overwhelmingly went for personality over looks. Now, that kind of, in itself, contradicts the main point, doesn't it? I mean, if women are going for beards, but they're concentrating on personality, not looks, then perhaps it means they don't like beards.
I suggest there's a flaw in the research.
The whole argument seems a little silly, doesn't it?
It's flimsy, doesn't it?
Well, I just think it's absurd.
Who's put that to the table?
Who's brought that? Who researched that?
Who's put their line?
Well, it's...
Panna?
No, as if... the research was conducted by...
hang on, who's written the article? Is this in the Herald Sun?
Did they sanction
a lady called Tiffany Corson has written the article. What does that matter?
Do you know Tiff? She work in the cubicle next to you?
No, I don't know Tiffany.
Oh, yes, a money deal at the real elite sort of pointy end of the journos.
She's not good enough.
Sort of a little lowbrow for you, is she?
I just don't know. It's a big bloody building.
Really?
I can't know everybody. I'm in my corner.
She's sort of at a lower level. So you don't make your way down there.
So did we pay for this research? Or
No. This was independently done. Okay. 9,000 men and women were surveyed from 22 different countries. So that's quite a sizable number to be surveyed. But no, I'm calling bulldust on the entire premise of the research findings, the whole lot.
I'm okay with that, bulldust. I think that's a good start to proceedings.
I'm calling bulldust on the Arsenal Football Club.
What?
I'm calling bulldust on the article by... Row Z, I'm falling bulldust on...
Row Z? Is it like after Row Y?
That's right. ZED, though, it's the name of it. Whenever journalist wrote the article that he believes that Hector Bellerin, because he's done a little time trial on the footy oval at Arsenal and they've gone click and then click and, oh, he's done 4.4 seconds for the 40. That's right. He's faster than Usain Bolt. And they've done this big article saying that this footballer, Hector Bellerin, and they've compared him at the 40-metre mark of the 100 metres when Usain Bolt ran 9.58. And they've got a photo superimposed of where he would be some couple of metres in front.
Oh, stop it. That didn't happen.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I reckon at Arsenal, they may not have had the electric timing gates there. They might not have had the wind gauge involved with that. They might not have had the whole sanctioned 40 metres all marked out to make sure that it was all...
I'm slightly concerned about the accuracy of that, that trial.
Dave Colbert put it on Twitter during the week, and there's been a lot of people amused about it, but that is complete bulldust. But
is that clickbait? Is that just what we like to call in the industry? You'd know this better than me, Rita. Clickbait? Is that clickbait?
No. Oh, clickbait. It could be clickbait.
No,
is that clickbait?
Athletics doesn't normally.
Yeah,
sort
that
of
wouldn't.
Yeah, but Arsenal does.
Arsenal
v. Arsenal, Usain.
Yeah, the UK probably would.
Arsenal
yeah.
versus Usain. I mean, Usain's one of the biggest sports stars in the world. So that's right. It could be clickbait.
I think it might be.
And one of the English sprinters, clickbait. Craig Pickering, he just went wrote this letter to them and outlined all the various requirements for official timing and how farcical the whole article was, etc. So anyway, I thought that's
pretty good bulldust from you
too. All that merely needed was just a bulldust.
Happy with that? Like that a lot. Don's in Dandenong North. Hello, Don.
G'day, guys. So then I call bulldust on the colour purple.
What's
it about sporting teams that wear the colour purple that makes them raw salary caps? LR, Melbourne Storm, and Perth Glory.
Yeah, well...
What, LA Lakers?
Well, that's a good point. Have they wrought it? Do they wrought it?
They've never wrought it, have they? The Lakers?
Not sure. But it's not a bad point. Somebody brought up during the week, Don, Freo yet to rort. Somebody brought up
the way you said it twice, ox style, just to really emphasise it, really emphasise it.
Somebody mentioned during the week, David Gallop, you reckon if he owned a horse, his racing colours would not be purple.
Purple. Now, good call.
After dealing with Melbourne Storm and now the Perth Glory. Yeah. They would not be purple racing colours if you were David Gallop. Thank you, Don. Good observation, but Frio, yet to rort. Keith in Layla.
Yet
g'day, Keith.
To rort.
Yeah, Kevin Bartlett, Brisbane Lions, Brisbane Lions, you'll hear the mighty roar.
Well, Keith's obviously, you know, started early. It's
Do you reckon that was just a Friday breakfast that's just gone to Friday lunch and possibly
I reckon
Friday
that
dinner?
Started maybe last night. I think that is just a marathon session.
Have you ever been at 12:47 when you've got that sort of lead in the pencil?
The concern about the start of that, I knew we were in trouble earlier when he said, yeah, Kevin Bartlett. Clearly, Kevin is a long way from here now. He's been gone nearly an hour.
Yeah. Oh, well, even if if he was speaking absolute sense, just the, you could tell.
Okay, Keithy.
Keithy may have done himself a mischief.
On you, Keithy.
Sure. Oh,
Keithy's
sure.
done himself a mischief.
He may have.
Oh, look what you've done. You upset your mother.
You've upset your mother. Casual Friday, Richo and Rito with you until 2 o'clock. Sports Central after that, Matty Russell and Adam Peacock from Fox Sports to preview the NRL and the A-League respectively. And then after 3, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, will be with us for the Friday footy preview. Building up to the Friday night footy clash tonight. Big, big game. Collingwood secured a very important game for the Magpies, I think. Touch more than the Saints, but I think the Saints can put up a very, very good show. We'll talk more about that after 3.
What game are you involved in, part of 11-16 SEN?
No, nothing this weekend. Nothing this weekend. Having the weekend off from our coverage.
What game would you most like to be involved
in? I would like to be involved with Port Adelaide North Melbourne.
Okay, that's going to be a cracker on
Saturday. That's the game I would really like, because I saw North last week against very meek opposition in the Brisbane Lions. Mm. And Port Adelaide zip and 2, of course. Zip and 3 suggests you can't get to the finals. Very, very big game, that one.
And it was great to have that. I mean, that weekend I really enjoyed when Josh Kennedy kicked 10 and then Jarrod Waite kicked 7. Mm. I mean, that's great stuff.
You got Juddy, though. You've been happy with Juddy's work. You can't,
I love Juddy.
You can't begrudge the Josh Kennedy success.
No, not at all.
After absorbing the Juddy awesomeness for so many years now.
That's right. That was good.
Always going to be a star, Josh Kennedy. Stewie's in Murrilbark calling Bulldust. G'day, Stu.
How are you?
Good.
I call Bulldust on the beer prices at Etihad Stadium.
What do you mean?
Talk to it.
Reducing it to $5, but then cutting the cup in half as well.
Oh,
is that right?
Hang on. That's not true, is it?
It is true.
They're reducing everything today in the hang paper. Freddo Frogs. Is nothing sacred? I mean, they're already small.
What, they reduced the size of the Freddo?
The Freddo. That's kind
hang
of,
on. That's un-Australian.
But you don't go to the footy, they have 6 Freddos.
I like to put one in the lunchbox. But now I'm thinking, is one going to be enough?
You can't put one in the lunchbox. Kids can't have chocolate
at
school.
They shave 20% off the Freddo. 20. But the price stays the same, naturally.
Do you put chocolate in the lunchbox? Not every day.
I always put a treat and a couple of fruit. Yeah.
A treat, but chocolate?
Well, not always chocolate. Sometimes it might be teddy bear biscuits. It might be...
My kids aren't listening.
Oh, what? You think giving them a Freddo a day
don't, but they'd be spoiled at your ranch. It's outstanding.
Oh,
please.
Yeah. You only live once. You're only a kid once.
I don't know. Now, Stewie has obviously experienced his first
hand. We need to get to the bottom of that.
We will try and
find out. Can we get a fact?
We will get R&D at the back to get in touch with Bill Lane at Etihad Stadium.
And this is right in your area, Persian Princess, because it's about cuppage. And we want to...
It's about what? Cuppage. Oh, yeah. That's
we want to know the size of the cup last year and the price, and the size of the cup this year and the price.
Yep, and we'll work out to the 100 mil, 100 grams.
That's what I need. Now we're with us.
I've just been told to STFU. I'm not sure what that means.
STFU.
Zip and 3 and Port can't make the finals. STFU, Hufford.
So that...
I suggest please be quiet.
I think it means
phrase.
Sexy time for you. That's what I said.
What is ST? It's good for you. What's STFU
mean? Shut the...
Shut that.
Well, that's what history suggests.
I had the FU down. I just couldn't have the ST.
History suggests that. That's what 2004 was the last time it happened with the Cats.
And they've renamed it too, says Craig. Freddo Frogs are now Freddo Tadpoles.
Golden Bulldust of Casual Friday coming up to 1 o'clock. Macca in Frankston, over to you.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Good, thanks, pal.
I'm calling a possible Bulldust because I haven't listened to it extensively enough, but is Tex Perkins singing in an American accent in 1 minute silence?
I haven't heard that that song yet that Tex has written for Anzac Day. I'm hoping now. I probably shouldn't say this out loud.
He normally does sing in an American accent, doesn't he?
Like, to get Tex in next week.
Oh wow!
Possibly on
Friday.
So
we probably shouldn't badmouth him yet.
Well, I haven't heard the song, so I can't.
But I'm just trying to think of that song of his.
No, it's good. Bad idea. Macro, I don't know. Short answer is I don't know. I'll have a listen. I'm trying to track Tex down, actually, in the build-up to Anzac Day next week, and he would be good.
I haven't heard this song. Has it been out and about? No? Okay.
It's a special Anzac Day song.
Called in an American accent.
Well, that's what Mac is suggesting.
See, just any of these things, even though they're all well-intentioned, kind of, I cringe a little bit until I've experienced it.
Well, you can't cringe until you experience it.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just
fear that it's cringe without experience.
You've got that backside about it. It's going to
you hear it, not then you live up to
Well, you hear it, then you love it. You don't cringe.
You know what I mean?
Glass's got to be half empty, mate, with you.
No.
Fill it up.
Come on.
Continue to fill it up. We do hope it is always a good time on Casual Friday. Sometimes we do have to try, though. That's part of the system. But that's all right. We'll do that for you guys and gals out there in SEN land because we think you deserve it on a Friday afternoon. Get a little bit loose and wind down from the big working week to a huge sporting weekend. And we are very, very pleased to be bringing you heaps of coverage of the AFL Round 3 action this weekend. Of course, kicking off tonight from 6 o'clock in the coach's box with Anthony Hudson, Cameron Mooney, Dermot Burton, Rowan Connolly with the coach of the Carlton Football Club. Not too far away from breaking the all-time record. Mick Malthouse from 6 till 7 with the boys tonight to build into the coverage of Collingwood and St Kilda officially from 7 o'clock. But the coach's box is a great initiative this year. Next week, I think it's one of the Scott boys and the other one follows him and then Alan Richardson. So it's a big couple of weeks in the coach's box. Looking forward to that. Footy Fix from 4 to 6 with Tonsils, Turfy and Nathan Grimer from the Kangaroos. Friday Footy Preview after 3 with Nathan Thompson. Sports Central Plus after 2. Matty Russell and Adam Peacock previewing the NRL and the A-League respectively. Plenty coming your way throughout this hour as well on the last hour of Casual Friday with Richo and Rita. What about this? I'm calling a late ball dust here, Richo.
Please do.
Controversial.
Talk up to it.
It is controversial.
Bulldust in the second hour.
I don't often do it.
Jeez.
I think it's important. I think it's important. Lenny Berry is a name not too many of us are familiar with.
Darren's brother.
Yeah. No, but thank you for playing. He lost his role as Bradford City's mascot.
Was this some sort of misdemeanor that led to the loss of the...
Who has played a UK football team's mascot for 19 years has lost the gig.
What was his mascot?
Well, he's just...
Who was he? Was he the Bradford Bear? Was he the Bradford City Beaver?
Bradford Pie Eater.
The Bradford City Pie Eater.
Yeah. And he lost
Half the problem.
He lost his job because he lost 45 kilos. Now, Lenny was a large, portly dude. He lost 45 kegs and got the boot.
Well, that's fair enough.
It didn't suit the image of the Bradford City Pie Eater.
Well, that's fair enough.
We're encouraging a man to be healthy and live a decent lifestyle.
That's a key part of the whole thing.
He can still eat pies.
It's like, you know, never trust a skinny chef. You want some people to be a little bit more chubby.
You can't be
sacking men. You want to think they enjoy their food a bit more than the average person.
I have no doubt Lenny's still having a hell of a time.
If Wonder Woman had a sex change to a man, could he then play Wonder Woman? No.
Well, no, hang on a minute. He hasn't.
It's gone from being
a man to a woman.
I'm just using the extreme example. A key part of his role was to be a big fat pie eater.
Yeah,
as soon as he eliminated that,
Fat Boy ate all the pies.
No. Wonder Woman, once she eliminated being a woman.
He's ruined everything. That's what he's done.
He's still eating the pies.
I'm
probably wrecked Christmas.
The problem is he's getting the finger down the throat after. No, that's not true. He's still eating the pies.
No.
But not in the way that they want him to.
You can't make up funny
He's having a light pie.
It wasn't even a real pie. It was just a pretend pie.
He was meant to be a big jolly pie eater.
Well, that's what makes it even more crucial for him to be fat. If he's eating a giant pie, having some skinny guy eat a giant pie looks weird. No one's going to buy that.
Next thing you're going to tell me that St. Nicholas is going to go at Jenny Craig.
Exactly.
Rock up, ripped at 81 kegs. And we're still going to want all the kids to be
ripped at 81 kegs.
And
I would
he's
have
not
let my
be
son
go,
sit on his lap.
Correct. Well, you'd be too busy sitting on his lap.
That's true.
Ho, ho, ho.
Don't
what
call
did
her
you call
name.
Me?
Don't call
it. What did you call
that's
me?
Not, no, that's not fair.
A bit of lifting and separating. Doesn't
not
warrant
fair.
That.
Not
God.
Fair. That's, you've taken it too far, Richardson.
Oh, look, you always I feel do. For like we were just talking nicely, and you've got to cross the line.
Absolutely. I can't have that.
That's, so, geez. St. Nick.
So, Lena, Lenny. Lenny refused to be fat again, so he lost his job.
Well, you know what? He knew the consequences. Yeah. He knew the key criteria of being involved.
If you're a swimwear model and you put on 10 Ks,
do you,
you
still
lose
keep
your job.
The gig?
You know, you can't.
Why wouldn't you?
What happens if you put on 50?
You're a woman?
What happens if you put on 50
Ks? Still a woman?
Still a woman. Yeah,
you're swimwear galore.
You're going to be in the Victoria's Secret Parade, are you? So putting on
with your
20,
wings,
30 kilos.
With your wings?
It's the modern woman. Why are you so elitist? Why are you looking at this?
No, I'm just saying the reality is.
I'm suggesting that Victoria, her little secret would be that you're unavailable.
Secret.
I tell you what, we've had it. We've cast and Tyra Banks, because you're now 180 kegs, you're ineligible.
Why?
It's the same as this.
Well, I'm not sure that Lenny Berry has copped his right whack there. I think that's unfair to Lenny, who's just looking after himself. As long as if he's put on 150 kegs, he's lost 45 to be a trim, ripped 81 yeah. kegger.
And ruined everything.
St. Nick style. And ruined everything. Ruined his whole life. Anyway, I think Lenny's harshly done by. That's my bull dust for this week. Let's find out what's up with Rita.
Stop, ball, back it up now. Let me see your hips.
If you haven't read her column or her blog, if you haven't seen her on TV and you don't follow her on Twitter, well, now's your chance to find out what's up with Rita.
What's up with the Dan Andrews government wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money not building a vital piece of infrastructure? What sort of elite ass hattery sees Labor abandon an essential project that polls show is backed by the majority of both Labor and coalition voters, just to appease a few inner city seats that will probably vote Greens anyway? In the 4 months since forming government, State Labor has sacked the Board of Ambulance Victoria, as well as the Chair and CEO of WorkSafe. It has repealed move-on laws and, much to the CFMEU's delight, abolished the construction code. It has compromised the great work of the Peter Mac Cancer Centre, so much so that the Chair quit. And now we have the East-West catastrophe. It's going to be an interesting few years. Join me next week.
Oh, hey,
oh, hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
this issue is so massive.
Keep the music going. That's only one.
No. That was a three-parter. That was a three-parter. Jab, jab, swing. No.
Hey.
When an issue is this crucial to the future of this great city, I devote the whole segment to it. That's how I rolls. I keeps it real.
Hey, kudos for her fighting like a tiger at the way out.
Put him up.
I'll fight you with one behind my back.
No. Seriously, you guys know. I mean, you read the papers, or Richo does.
I haven't seen anything in the last 15 pages of the paper that suggests anything about any tunnel.
Apart
from the ones where you get underneath the player and they fall over.
Million, if we're lucky, not to get a vital piece of infrastructure that we'll have to pay for, and it's going to cost us a lot more down the track.
Well,
I mean, can you think of one road or freeway, tollway, major road project? Can you think of one in this city which you think, that was a mistake, we shouldn't have built that? They're built because they're needed. And this one is particularly needed, and this is nuts.
Desal needed?
Desal's not needed.
It's a good backup, though.
Yeah, $600 million a year for water we'll never use.
It's a backup.
Well, maybe your
team...
could
have built another dam. That's a good backup.
Maybe your team shouldn't have gambled $1 billion on an election win promise.
They were in government. They're not my team. They were in government.
Gambled
$1 billion. And they made a decision.
To get through, to get re-elected.
So, yeah, I am with the princess. Look, there's a couple of... 9, 4, 2, 9, 11, 16... Did you deem that as a three-parter?
Yeah, that was a three-parter.
That's the real question out of this.
Or did you deem that as that's the first what's up?
No. I had the what's up with the Dan Andrews government.
No. You had a little mayonnaise in the end.
Then I had the...
To wallpaper over the cracks.
There's no cracks. That was a solid frontal attack. Do not look at my phone without my permission. That's really bad.
At the script, and it just seems to be one
one big slab.
No, it's
a slab.
There's no, normally it has a, you know, a little section.
A number one.
Number one.
Number two dot, number three dot. There's no dots.
That's when, you know what that is? That's a dance mix, but that's only one song.
The key question here really.
That's three major bits of three songs molded together to just put together some sort of a brilliant,
you know,
offensive attack.
I would swap not having the tunnel.
Which
if
tunnel?
Instantly they could get rid of these shocking intersections, which I must live all near, on train lines.
I know, the Burke Road one's a killer.
Burke Road
that's
one is horrendous.
And the one in Blackburn was down for 20 minutes.
And when is anyone, are they going to get
in? The gates were just down for 20
minutes. Are we getting involved? Is someone going to fix this?
There's a plan. There's a plan.
When will we get that up and running?
And that's the thing. These things are crucial. They should not be.
Why is it just dawning on people?
Why don't we have a rail link? Why are we the only first-rate city in the world that I can think of that doesn't have a rail link to the international airport? I mean, that is just absurd.
Great question.
Anywhere you go around the world, even pissy little towns.
I'd be happy to get both of them up and running before the tunnel. Or can we get all three?
Rail link and tunnel.
Hey, don't forget my train intersections.
The big question is, how many? Dan Andrews, play centre half forward for who again?
Well, he was Ronnie's brother, who was centre half back.
Ronnie's brother.
Ronnie was centre half back, Dan was centre half forward.
Right, so he's
Van der Hart or flank.
Is he an inclusion this week, is he? Or did I just miss?
No, former player.
First game.
Former player, and then after he finished at the Bombers, he went to play at Beechworth with a great bakery. And then up
with the great bakery. Do they sponsor the Beechworth Footy Club?
Of course they do, the home of Emma George. And then.
Did she play centre half back too?
No, she was the pole vaulter.
Oh, I know
without
she was.
The tattoo. then, after he played at Beechworth, he went and played sort of D grade amateurs for old Geelong.
Dan did.
Yeah. Nice done stuff.
Centre half back. Yeah. Good on him. Key post.
Forward.
No wonder he's premier. If you can play key post.
Oh, that's right.
You can run anything.
He can be seen cutting a swathe through the Mulgrave Country Club as well.
It's a fine place. Just across the road from, of course, the Ricoh Centre these days. They're in Waverley.
The what centre?
The Ricoh Centre.
Oh, thank you.
The home of the Hawthorn Footy Club. Max in Dandenong is on the line. G'day, Max.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Rita.
Yes.
You're going to have to cut Dan the Man some slack here because it was Dennis the Menace that signed that contract and... we don't need another tollway in this city.
Oh, good God. Do you really think...
Well, don't go on it then, Max.
Yeah,
we'll
don't
go
on
it. Then you don't have to pay.
Do you reckon the link between Eastern Freeway and the Tullamarine Freeway is a one-lane road that goes past the zoo? It is just idiotic on a grand scale. I mean, if you say live in Kew and you want to go to Tullamarine, it shouldn't be taking you an hour and a half, and sometimes it can. It's just mad. We need that link. I mean, it's not a... particularly, I don't know, controversial thing to suggest that. It's been pretty much shown study after study why that road is needed. Sorry, Richard, I'm going.
Michelle's had her say, and she thinks that your WhatsApp was actually a bit like Meatloaf's...
Jesus, Michelle.
Hang on.
Block her.
A little bit like Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light or maybe Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's sort of a three-part mix, but clearly still just the one song.
Well, you know, I'm going to cop that from Michelle.
It's just the one
block
song.
Request.
You just got sub-themes.
But no, Bohemian Rhapsody, if you listen to it, you could. It's the length of three short songs.
But I saw this little silhouette
of a
man.
And it's distinct sort of moods and vibes.
There's definitely three vibes.
But there's you know, a link between the story.
But if I download it, I just download the one song.
Well, you know what? I like to mix it up, okay?
That's a great
I don't want you to
like
get
that.
Bored and just say, Rita's going to turn up with three WhatsApps.
If I download your WhatsApp, I'd only be downloading one.
Yeah, but it's a long one.
It's not quite Bohemian Rhapsody.
People
stuff.
Love a long one.
Steve's in Lilydale. Hello, Steve.
What? Yeah.
She said that out loud?
She did.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just want to declare that I'm politically neutral. I have no team.
I'm with you, mate.
The hypocrisy from Rita is absolutely...
No, I don't actually believe you have no team. I'm just saying I don't believe
Shush.
Him.
Hang on. No, when the federal government, when they're breaking every single promise, that the election promise, when they're dishing out the worst budget in history, when Tony's hanging on by a thread, by three votes or whatever it was from his own party, there was not one word from Tony and Rupert's girl. Not one word. Because,
not one.
Because,
Tony
because
and
this
Rupert's
is a, because
girl.
This is a sports station. We don't talk politics on a sports station.
Rupert's
but as
girl,
soon
that's
as
great.
As soon as there's anything possible that she can jump on the Labor government.
Oh, that's
then,
rubbish.
Then,
who bagged,
saying,
who
oh, this
bagged
for everybody. This
who
is
bagged
for
Abbott
everybody.
First? I reckon I was first. Actually, no. Hey, it was sort of a big chorus. Steve's, who bagged him first when he made the idiotic decision to knight Prince Philip?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, major issue, that one. Major issue.
It, was, it almost cost him the prime ministership. Yeah. What do you mean it was a major issue? That major.
That was the catalyst for the... That was low-hanging fruit, that was. You just wanted to balance stuff up. Give
hey,
Steve
Steve's
a prize.
Coming hard please. There. Liked his work. Liked his
I
work.
Don't believe he's got no side.
He's
it sounds
got no
like
side.
He's got a
he's
side.
With me. We're just betting in the middle. We have a great
no, you're
time.
You're just ignorant. That's the
what
difference.
About, what about Pedro in... Oh, sorry.
You're proudly
all
ignorant
all I know
of
is your mate signed off on it before they even knew
yeah, because
they
were in government
power.
And that's what people in government
two
do.
Two bottles of wine,
decisions.
One red and one white. Thanks to our property investments to Steve. And Dan got elected on the fact that he wasn't going to build it. So it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but he
moving
also
on to
made...
Pete
no,
in Chelsea.
No, no,
hello,
no, no,
Pete.
No, no, no,
Pete.
No.
Pete.
Hello, Rita.
Hello, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Rita. Rita, I love you, babe. You're very good sometimes, but...
Stop.
A couple of points,
stop,
babe.
Pete.
A couple of points. That should never have been signed on off on 6 weeks out from a bloody election for a start. He went to the election with that promise, so he's fulfilling his promise. And get rid of the bloody railway crossings I deliver every day. I sat at Clayton the other night for 17 minutes, seven trains, and I reckon the gates were down 3 to 4 minutes between trains. So why don't they start controlling something like that first?
Steve, you make a couple of good points. He did go to the election saying we're not going to build it, but he also made another election promise. The contract's worthless. We're not going to pay any compensation. Now, he's broken the election promise that there'll
who
be no compensation.
Anyone would do that in politics.
Well, if you're going to break an election promise, then at least break, you know, the lesser of two evils. Build the bloody road. Don't waste the money.
I like this one from a man who'll be known as just Will. Our level crossing on Kunang Road, Carnegie, is down for 40 minutes. So you park your car, seven trains go, you can go to the Rosstown Hotel for a couple of pops. He gets out.
That's a great system.
He gets out and has a couple of pots at the Rossi while his car stays in the traffic because he knows it's going to be seven trains.
That's fantastic.
That is ridiculous.
You know the highlight
that
of my day?
Ridiculous.
There's been a couple of highlights of my day today.
The
lift was
yes.
certainly top three.
That makes me feel... Oh, jeez.
Top three.
She hasn't done three all day.
There's, but it was early. It was right in my face.
I peaked early. That was a mistake.
Yeah, that was hard to sort of top. The lift was certainly one of my highlights. The other one of my highlights was the fact that what we've been running with a little bit here on Casual Friday, Richo, starting to infiltrate the listeners and their lingo. When Rupert's girl comes out of a caller's mouth,
yeah.
I get great pride out of that.
It was Rupert and Tony's girl.
No, Tony and Rupert's girl.
Oh, okay.
So he actually was.
He went in hierarchy.
He went in hierarchy.
He went in order.
He might have got the order wrong, but he ended up getting it right.
Love it.
And the fact that that's in the lingo now of the SEN audience, I think, is terrific stuff. 26 past one on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us.
People hey. Are, it's a board full of calls, but we're only going to take three more.
We've got three
stop
more.
Stop calling
we'll
about
through,
this
three
issue.
More on this.
That's it. Three more.
Oh, will you got, sound like you disapprove?
I
no,
got
no,
told.
Just, you know, we're not a one-topic station here.
I just got told. Well, we're one topic. What's up?
Yeah.
I just got told off the SMS. I'm not sure if this is one of the top three of my highlights for the day. I've already got two in the top three. I'm looking for the third. This may be it. I got just told off the SMS to go and hug a tree.
Yeah, filthy hippie.
What does that mean?
If you're going to take the Greens position, that's what you're going to call.
That's right, mate.
Rightly so.
You need to go and head out with my brother.
Am I a Green dude?
Yeah, well, you were talking like
well,
one before.
Yeah.
So, see, this is the thing that I don't understand, why you have to keep barracking for the team even though they're playing crap.
Well, it's like when you're back for like...
No, that's different.
That's a lesson I'm teaching my kids at the moment.
That's
no, don't just keep backing for them if they're playing crap, because then they'll stay crap.
Well, see, this is my...
Oh, hang on. So, what are you trying to say? That
sports different. Sports different.
No, sports different.
Sports
I'm saying in politics.
Sports different. You can't just
barrack
for the team that's wrong.
Even as a team, you still barrack for them, but that doesn't mean you tolerate tomfoolery. Like, if you've got a club that's making idiotic decisions, then... You know, you've got every right to be critical of them. Doesn't make you a bad supporter. It makes you a good supporter.
Mm. Mm. Righto. I just thank you. Norm's in Bendigo. Hi, Norm.
Hey, mate. Rita.
Hey.
Agree with you 100%.
Give
now,
him
I don't want to turn it, don't want to
push
turn
off,
it into a political statement, but the guy that had a go at you before about the federal government having the worst budget coming up, I wonder if he realised the reason why it's going to be the worst budget, because of the idiots that were in before him.
Oh, idiots.
That, well, all and the idiotic Senate, which is really unrepresentative swill, as Paul Keating said, but that's another issue. I might do that as a one issue. Who'd what's Paul up next for? Week?
Don't ever do a one
Paul's
issue.
Paul's Labor, but he was a sensible Labor. Right, no, he's your side. He's okay. One of the tree huggers.
What about we've got an SMSer? We've got an SMSer here, half that A called you a communist, which is funny.
Yes!
I'm at Kunang Road crossing right now, and of course the boom gates are down. I've taken the bloke's advice. I've parked the car. I'm heading into the rest.
Love it.
Good work. Thanks, Norm, for your call. Agreeing with Rita there. Jim's in Templestowe. Hi, Jim.
G'day, boys and girls. Rita, we don't need the tunnel. All we need is to join up Eastlink to the Western Ring Road around the back way, and that'll fix it up. We don't need a bloody tunnel.
We need Eastern Freeway linked to that as well. You can't just have, that will make things better than they are now, but it still leaves a big deficit.
You know what we want?
Thank
democracy.
You,
when do we want it?
Now.
Can we have another election already?
I might put my hand up.
No, seriously,
are you a Victorian?
As a Victorian, I'm concerned, but as someone who's in the media, I am loving the state of politics in the state, because it's going to be bloody interesting.
Really?
It is.
Is it? Is it though?
Okay. Well, will it be a ratings bonanza? It's interesting. Hey?
Okay.
Will it be a ratings bonanza on Friday night footy? Or
can Friday you night bet politics? On it?
Yeah, you can. Lee's on the road. G'day, Lee.
Yeah, g'day, guys. We love the show. I just wanted to make a couple of really simple points. The irony is not lost on me that these Muppets that are in our government have stopped this tunnel. Basically, all they're really doing is sort of bypassing what's actually been needed and ordained. It's just bloody crazy. I mean, is there anything? Try and move a piano or bloody,
move a piano?
Play carpet or do, yeah.
It is. You know, it's the route.
Move furniture on a bloody train. Show me that.
That should be a project. Move house on a train. See if you can move the contents of the entire house.
I'm so confused. Actually, David now in Malvern, he's at the Carnegie Boom Gates. He's just ordering pizza.
You know what? That is efficient use of time.
That is the Carnegie Boom Gates are just Hall of Fame, and people are just now going to whole different levels.
That is funny.
We've got the Rosstown Hotel just humming. We've got pizzas going.
We have increased the profit margin of the Rosstown Hotel by about 40% in 20 minutes.
It's fantastic.
If you're popping by and the boom gates are down, just pop in for a frothy. Yeah. You see, here you go. 1:30 on Casual Friday. We'll move on after this because I want to talk a few of the major issues of the day or the last 24 hours in the world of sport, Richard.
Please do.
I'll throw them at you, and I have no doubt that she who lifts will be certainly
with both hands
getting involved in the discussion. Palms up, even. 23-2 on Casual Friday. Richard and Rita with us. Plenty more to talk about in the build-up to 2 o'clock, where Sports Central Plus will give you all the latest from the world of sport. Peacock will join us talking A-League. Matty Russell, the NRL. And after 3, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, for the Friday footy preview in the build-up to round 3 action. Still staggers me the emotion attached to
I'm with you, huh?
To political talk.
It's fantastic.
It's the stuff, man.
And the way that
gets people talking.
The anger that it builds in people.
Well, that's not good. You don't want to be angry.
Like, people are really, really angry.
People
to the point
ferocious.
Where I was told to hug a tree.
Well,
I was
no,
told
was
to hug a tree.
There's vile coming towards that. You here.
But yeah, don't get angry. Just remember, amazing. And when next time you go to vote, you know, vote accordingly. But don't get angry. There's nothing's aimed gained by being angry.
Well, a lot of anger out there at the moment. What about this? Just going back to your lift and squeeze of the palmage early in the system. Cold Dogs came off the SMS. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, not the SMS, off Twitter. At Half Serious, and he says, and it's a really important point. We overlooked this.
Yeah.
Bretto took it to the tribunal, the panel.
Yeah.
And it was intentional, but
not
forceful enough to require constitute a report. Cold Dogs took it to the ICC.
Ah, yes.
And was just questioning whether or not there was more than a 15-degree bend of the elbow in the lift.
Well, the scary thing is...
That would constitute a throw.
The scary thing is that due to the elasticity, it did appear to be more of a 180, which is a concern.
That is, okay.
That was funny from Colin.
Lines again have been crossed.
No, it's a legitimate sporting question. 15 degrees,
choose to be offended, there'll be all
chucker.
Sorts of trouble.
If I choose, well, it's my right.
If
I can see some positivity in me being offended.
I will wrap myself in the warm cloak of victimhood. As well as anybody.
It is a warm
cloak. Are you a Melbourne Stars fan? You know,
I
was a renegade.
mate, I'm a renegade.
What do you say I was? What does that mean?
Well, have you jumped ship?
Well, I was a renegade. I never got a free ticket from the former. What? Haven't we got the chief now running the joint?
Yeah.
Oh, well. If he doesn't give us a free ticket.
He would give us a ticket.
Who's running the joint now?
The chief.
Jason Dunstall.
Jay Dunstall is the new
chairman.
Chairman of the Renegades.
Of the Renegades.
The Gades. So I'm back in.
I still need to be wooed. Just because
Well,
Jason's
is Michael
there.
Clark being the captain of the Stars going to woo you? That's my question.
No, invitations to exclusive events where I'm
wine and dine. I don't care, actually, anyone who's playing. No, you're not going to watch anything.
But you do love you some cricket.
I do, and the 2020 game is just, you know, my cup of tea, because it's over before you know it.
Well, the thing is, I've seen you at the cricket and you didn't have any cups of tea.
That's a good point.
One champagne doesn't hurt.
So are you surprised by his selection as captain, considering he'll only play half of the tournament?
Absolutely staggered, because I'm not convinced he is in anyone's best T20 team.
Well, he'd be in someone's best T20 team. But remembering this is not the national team, not a representative team.
But I'm not convinced he is.
Why not?
Because he's...
Terrific fieldsman, excellent batsman.
He's a brilliant fieldsman when he's fit.
Well, he's got through a whole test series, the World Cup, sorry.
Yeah, I know, but the games were really well spaced out. That played to his advantage. There was a week between nearly every game.
Yeah, but
he missed the first one. Whereas the Big Bash series, they're playing every 3 or 4 days.
They play 20 overs.
You've got to hurl yourself around, mate.
20 overs.
You've got to hurl yourself.
20.
You hurl.
20.
You've got to hurl yourself around.
20.
I wouldn't have him as my captain because I wouldn't have him in my team.
Clearly,
he's relationship the first picked in a test team.
With Warney's mate. Reader's mate, Warney. Cool. A serious connection there with Warney.
Oh, wonderful connection.
So you get him in, you make him captain. He's captain of Australia, it's not a bad marketing ploy.
Yeah, but he's not captain of Australia T20. He hasn't played T20 for
Aaron
a while.
Aaron Finch, of course, is captain. Did
he is he a better T20 cricketer than Cameron White?
Well, Cameron White's at the Renegades.
I know, because they didn't offer him a deal at the Stars.
Or
they said no. They said no first. He said that.
You'd have to think marketing wise, especially a corporate sponsorship.
Marketing wise.
Well, that's what the decision's obviously heavily swayed by that. What?
No, sorry, there's a coming through from,
oh, okay,
from Andy
I can't
and Croy.
See the machine.
Andy, I apologise. I overlooked.
Before we get to Andy's SMS, you said he was in no one's best 2020 team. Andy said,
well, he's in Montrose Cricket Club's best 2020 team. Trust me. Trust me.
I have no doubt he's there. It'd be a good 2020 play, I don't think.
At Montrose?
Certainly at Montrose. Do they play on the synthetic or the turf? Andy, let us know.
Mate, up in those hills, it'd be hooping. It'd be, the ball would be hooping.
Up in the hills. He'll have an impact. He's only playing half the series anyway. Dave Hussey captains when he's not there for the Stars. It's a big marketing ploy. You get the captain of Australia in to be part of your team.
That's
that
what
wins.
It is.
He'll play. He might not be awesome, but he'll play.
Mm, okay.
Great captain. Shrewd. Captain. So that might be able to win you a couple of games in itself, Richard.
Shrewd
20.
I'll take that on board. I mean, I love him as a test cricketer. You know, I don't want him to play anything but test cricket. I want him in mothballs.
So do we have
to play
set teams now? You've gone Stars, Jason.
No. I'm a Renegade.
I don't know, you've switched
one. No, I haven't switched. I'm Renegade day one.
Yeah, I was Renegade day one too. It hurts
sure
me the fact that...
I'm sure you were Stars at one point.
No. The big
Simon
downs-
Helmut and I were tight.
The big downside with the Gades is the fact they play at Stinky Etihad.
What's wrong with Etihad?
Oh,
great venue for
plenty.
Cricket.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Watching cricket.
Parking.
Except for the fact that the deck.
The location.
Is so slow, you can't make any runs on it. The
vibe.
Outfield's so
no
slow.
The atmosphere.
The Renegades said to it post-season that that's a big negativity of trying to attract, because you can't play attractive cricket on that deck.
Good deck.
Well,
it's a good deck. It's a great place to watch
It's not
cricket.
A good deck.
It is.
It's not. Man.
Finchie has no troubles there.
Finchie hardly hit it off the square this year because of the deck. It's sticky deck.
Finchie, we wish the best, by the way, after his hamstring ripped to shreds in the IPL. He'll be fine. Whitey's going to be there, and there's some mail that there's going to be a significant signing for the Renegades. The Chief has been in action, they tell me.
Really?
Big man. Luke Hodge? A big man.
Chris Gayle.
I'm just
suggesting. As big as that man?
Well, it's a little bit of innuendo floating around that perhaps a big man.
Chris
be,
Gayle.
Not, well, I can't say
was
anything,
sewn in hair. It was sewn in dreadlocks. I love it.
Would you sew in dreadlocks?
Damn straight if I was Chris Gayle.
Why would you?
Well, he does.
They kind of smell when they're wet.
No,
like,
no,
they you...
no, no. That's real. That's real.
Also, the synthetic stuff doesn't.
The synthetic dust doesn't smell.
Just dries straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And we had this argument on Twitter because some guy reckons that Chris Gayle sits there and has them all individually plait. No, no, no.
Just sewn in.
Well, I saw he did a photo about 2 weeks before he arrived out here at the World Cup when he had all the dreads, and he had the hair not much longer than what yours is, Harvey. They have to have a nice low base mm-hmm. to set there, just enough, and then they sit down and go to the hairdressers and away you go.
Yeah, well, he might enjoy the roof. Darren and Dandenong said, Eddie Head was the reason I chose the Renegades. All-weather venue, always going to play despite the conditions.
That's
Park underneath, transport, tick, tick, massive result.
Yeah.
It's a great venue, Eddie Head, for cricket, I reckon, and for footy. And for footy.
No, not for footy. As a Hawk, you should not say that because the Hawthorn fans loathe that ground.
Does that put me in the tree-hugging category again if I say that?
No, no, no. That means you're with the brown and gold. You're in the fold.
Well, clearly that's right.
Yeah, well, then don't praise Eddie Head.
I like Eddie Head.
What's wrong with you?
I'm allowed to like stuff.
You know what? When you praise Eddie Head, I look at you as a Carlton man.
Hey, we're MCG, man.
No, no, but you know, he's, I don't want to associate him with the great Hawthorn.
I was
going to
say, we're the G. Don't put us with Eddie.
I'm allowed to like stuff. Michael's in Monty. Oh, shit, that's Mike Morency. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Rita and comrades. I was just...
I love it.
I was just noted, it was off the cuff remark that Rita just said, but she said that there's no use getting upset or angry about politics. That was what you just said. That was your What's Up With Rita. You got angry about politics.
No,
ah!
Michael, no. Bang! No, no. I'm required to come bang here every week.
And do three.
Three, yeah.
Not one.
Well, it's a blockbuster.
Not partition,
I do one.
Not
it's
one
a
dance
big,
mix.
Massive issue. So I'm. Some weeks, it's what? Difficult to come up with three. Possibly like this week.
It's not really. Could have gone Michael Clark Stars, could have gone Alex Rance.
I've got no problem
dust,
with that.
Isn't
talk about that in a
why? We'll he's got free that to leave if he wants.
We'll talk about that in a second.
So I'm not angry about it. I mean, just because you're critical of something doesn't mean you're
emotional
stewing over it. Because you gain nothing by stewing.
Michael.
Don't stew.
Red and white wine.
Brew.
Thanks to AR Property Investments coming your way. Michael, stay on the line. We'll get your details. Great work by you.
Are we going to talk Rance?
We're going to talk Alex after the break.
Excellent.
2, Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us until 2 o'clock. Some fair shenanigans going on this afternoon, if you don't mind. And I've just, before we get to Alex Rance, I've just had a look at the Fredo Frog situation.
That's great.
Glad you got to the bottom of this.
Well, I'm shocked and dismayed. I've been left feeling shocked and dismayed, 12-man style.
Right.
15 grams it was, the Fredo. 2 years ago it was 20. Now it's down to 12.
12 grams?
Per frog. So
That's like a tadpole. That's not even a frog.
It is a Fredo tadpole. And the suggestion
was... Are
you
reheating the soup of the SMS?
Yes.
No, it was a tweet.
No,
did you read that out?
Definitely SMS. It's just come back again. It's okay. It's like soup. It's good. Second time around. We're making a change to the size of the product, it's our spokesman says.
Well, duh.
Because of manufacturing cost increases that we can no longer absorb. What's it on about? The mold's already there. You've got the chocolate. You've got the wrappers.
The cost of chocolate cocoa is going up. That's globally.
Put an extra 5 cents on. Don't skip my frog.
So
I'll pay an extra 5 cents.
Small, just, yeah, probably it's going to cost them a lot more to get all those new molds
exactly
and machines.
Right.
Don't
sure
mess with stuff.
Don't tell me lies. Just give me 5 cents more and I'll pay it.
Don't mess with stuff.
I think that's a lesson for everyone today.
I love that one of the great lines. Stop it!
It's a lesson for life, that. Don't,
just don't do
mess
it
with stuff. Hey, Richo, what did you make of the Alex Rance story last night, broken on the floor?
Before I got to Alex Rance, I just wanted to raise a point about the fact that I feel you and I have been vindicated. I feel that you and I mean, we have a... I didn't realise at the time, but I think we have an indirect voice to the public via the great vehicle that is the Herald Sun. Because
we are.
Our girl,
girl.
Chief S... two hands lift us uppers.
She is a major contributor to the Herald Sun.
Major.
And she wrote an article that really sparked my interest during the week. And it says, and it starts, and I quote, "The AFL's once vaunted illicit drug policy has been exposed as an ineffectual hot mess."
Hot mess.
When what
just
a start.
A regular mess.
When what a start. Anyway, it goes on and talking a little about, and then
it
starts
strong.
And it starts strong.
Good strong
start. I like this bit. "It's hard to fathom the absurdity of Geelong's Stephen Motlop being named, shamed and suspended for the heinous crime of having a few beers 3 days before the Cats took on the Hawks
What's your point?
When we've got a group hug and counselling if he had a smoked ice, snorted coke or shot up heroin. Last time I checked, having drinks with your mate wasn't illegal in this country, but it can land you in all sorts of trouble. That's understandable to a certain extent, given there are... this is the bit that I love. That's understandable to a certain extent, given there are team rules that must be observed even at the cost of individual liberty."
Hang on a minute.
She took on our suggestions about team rules.
That's part of my
research. She absorbed it and she put it into the article.
You integrated
our thoughts in with you.
Oh, you two, as you keep reminding me, are the sportsmen, and particularly Half was in a team environment. So
did you pay attention last week?
I still, you know, said it was absurd. But to a certain extent.
That being said, you said.
You actually, you added it in. That it was understandable.
But read out the next line.
To a certain extent, she said.
Was that sanctioned by the Herald Sun, that line?
Well, that was sort of like our line.
Did you get that passed?
Oh, jeez, get stuff.
Did you get clearance for that first before you put it in?
That's fantastic.
Should we have an air group hug?
There's a high five moment coming.
Anyone who heard last week, I mean.
Oh, I got fiery.
She was so... Just couldn't understand any.
Oh, no, I could understand your point of view. I just said it was stupid. It wasn't that I couldn't understand. I was just saying, you know, this optimum, you know, preparation is rubbish because none of them do it.
That's not Aaron true. Downs that's on that's Twitter has suggested that we could get that hashtag trending. Hashtag don't mess with stuff.
Don't mess with stuff. That's a great hashtag. I'm going to run with it. Back to Alex Rance.
Yes.
Richo?
Yes.
Thoughts?
So what is happening? Tell me why he doesn't want to play, or there's question marks about if he wants to play.
Apparently, footy's only part of his life.
It's only part of
his life. He's achieved everything he wants in footy.
Who hasn't when they play with the top?
He is very attractive. He's probably been in all the calendars, all the catalogues, all the marketing stuff. I mean, isn't he the premier fullback in the game as we speak?
Yep.
And he's entitled to have balance in his life. Absolutely. However,
it's a glorified part-time job. For God's sakes, if he goes out and gets a proper job, then you'll find out about life-work balance. I mean, this is the
problem?
Hours he puts in here. What?
But is that a problem?
That's not a problem, but it's hard for people to understand. And you know what? It's hard for people to accept because we from afar doing normal menial labour, like talking garbage like we do.
Mm-hmm. It's been known to happen.
Would look at his role and go, oh, how good would that be?
Hell yeah.
So that's what people. That's why there'll be a lot of skepticism out there. Good luck to him.
Or is it a leverage tactic? Are we talking leverage here? Is he a tactician?
That I'm willing to walk away.
I don't need this.
I don't need this.
You need me more than I need you.
Make it substantial, the offer, because I'm willing to walk away.
The regret, though, if he, like, you can't come back. Like, if you're out of it. And then you see what the real world's like for people, you know, who don't have the adulation or the pay packets of footballers. You'll regret it forever. Stick with it, Alex.